that light's on, so it's recording.
Right.
So this is a recording for the Blythe Toolship Project, and I'm talking to a Mr. Leslie Long, who worked at the Blythe Shipyard. Mr. Long, would you like to introduce yourself? Just say your name, where you're from.
Right. I'm Leslie Long, 87 years old. And I worked at the shipyard from the beginning of the war. I was 14 on the 2nd of September, and the war was declared on the 3rd of September. My memories of were quite vivid, but I've got a poor memory, so I'll just do my best.
But you can remember what it was like to start at the shipyard as a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, well, it was very noisy. I wasn't used to that. And half has been there about 6 months. I started serving my apprenticeship as a plater.
But your first job, you said you were catching rivets?
Catching rivets, yeah.
That's how you started?
That's how I started in the shipyard.
And why was it you were in the shipyard? Can you remember how you started there? Because your first job was with the jewellers, wasn't it?
In Helen's Jewellers. Mm. And actually, as I said, I got 6 and 6 a week. And when I knew you could start in the shipyard, and I was getting 9 shillings a week, that made all the difference. I went to the shipyard.
Did you have friends there, people you knew there?
Oh no, I soon made friends.
Mm.
Yeah. The people I'd gone to school with, they were working at the shipyard.
So you'd grown up in Blythe yourself?
Yes, I was born at St. Delaval, and then I went to live at New Delaval. My father was a miner. So I live in the Colliery House at New Delaval.
But you were the first of your family to go to the shipyard?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. The only one.
Mm-hmm. And were they short of workers during the war?
Oh, no, I think they were all right for workers.
Mm-hmm. People in the shipyards were key workers.
Mm. Yeah,
they were key when workers protected.
If you're a tradesman, mm-hmm. You know, if I was painters, riveters, pattern makers, all kinds of trades, and they were key workers. And we used to work from 7:30 till 5:00.
Mm.
And then we had to work 3 half shifts a week as well. And then all not often in the Sunday as well. And apart from that, you had to have another job. You could be there in the Home Guard. Mm-hmm. I'd do fire watching. And so I was fire watching. And I used to fire watch at the Roxy. That was a dance, local dance hall. And we had a bucket of sand for putting incendiary bombs out. So they've got plenty of work out of you.
Mm. So who were you working with when you started there? Can you remember the people?
Oh, yes, I was there. There was a fellow, Archie Cook. He was a plater. And when he started apprenticeship, yeah, he was usually working with another plater. And then, like, learning off the tradesman.
So he was the experienced one and you?
That's right. And but there was all types of platers. There was German platers and plate blokes that did the shell plates, and others did the bulkheads. Each had a set of jobs to do. And most of them were just German platers. Used to do the brackets and